This is With Teeth, written by Alsaurus and read by Tipsy Kitty. When Ed has the idea, he has to talk to Steed about it immediately. "Hey, question," Ed says, tapping Steed excitedly on the shoulder. "Hm?" Steed says, distractedly. "Yeah, maybe while they're rowing towards a ship they're about to raid isn't the best time to ask about this, but Ed's never been a wait-for-the-right-time kind of guy. There's no time like the present." "What's more of a request, actually?" Ed clarifies. "We're a little busy at the moment, don't you think?" Steed is resistant to being distracted from his own interests, as usual. But Ed really wants to tell him about his idea now. Why does it need to be right now? Fuck if Ed knows, and fuck if he cares either. He's co-captain, and he can do what he wants. "I mean for later," Ed whines, elbowing Steed good-naturedly. "All right, what is it?" Steed asks, clearly annoyed and making a big show out of how patient he's deigning to be. "No promises." Ed happens to look over at Lucius, who he now notices is staring at them very judgmentally. "Okay, fine. This conversation definitely should have waited until after the raid. Big deal." He scowls at Lucius and leans in to speak directly in Steed's ear. Lucius just rolls his eyes and looks away. But at least he seems approving of Ed's level of discretion. Should just fucking mind his own business anyway, but whatever. "You should bite me sometime," Ed whispers to Steed. Steed screws up his face in confusion, pulling away so he can look Ed in the eye. "What? Why?" "You know, like in a sexy way." He forgets to whisper that part, though, so Lucius groans loudly and obnoxiously about it. "Ugh, can you two just... not for like 5 minutes, Lucius begs. "We're literally about to risk our lives in battle." "Fuck off, no we're not," Ed scoffs. "We're flying my flag today." "He's right, Lucius," Steed says. But he's looking at Ed, not Lucius. You know they won't put up much of a fight. Of course, a minute ago it was, "Ed, you're distracting me." But now that he knows it's about sex, it's like, "Let the man speak." What a dick. Ed loves him so much. Lucius grimaces in distaste. "All right, fine, fine. Go ahead and be disgusting then," Lucius says, flinging his hands up and dropping them in exasperation. "Thanks, I will," Ed says, with a bitchy little smile that he knows would get him slapped if he weren't Blackbeard. Sometimes it is good to be Blackbeard, honestly. "Are you sure you want me to do that, though, Ed?" Steed asks, continuing their conversation as though there's no one else in the dinghy. Wee John giggles, prompting Frenchie to slap him on the arm at the back of his hand and shush him, like he's worried he'll miss something good. Lucius and Jim are wearing matching frowns, with the corners of their mouths turned down and everything. It's kind of cute. Olawande just sighs and looks wistfully over at the other dinghy carrying the rest of the crew. It's clear he wishes he'd gotten in that one instead. "We can talk about it more later," Ed says, taking pity on everyone around them. "See, he's a nice guy. He can get along. But yes, I'm sure." They don't end up talking about it later, though, which is definitely an oversight on Ed's part. They score a shit ton of really nice clothing from the merchant ship, so afterwards they spend several hours sorting through everything and trying things on and generally just having a fucking blast together. Being with Steed is so much fun, even after so many months. Ed fucking loves this life they're leading. After all the excitement and various fashion shows as they dig through trunks of outfits, they both drift straight to sleep that night without even thinking about sex, let alone talking about Ed's sexy biting idea. It isn't until the next evening, when they're both naked and Steed gets on his knees in front of Ed on the couch, that Ed remembers what they'd meant to talk about. He considers bringing it up again as he watches Steed stroke his cock slowly, but decides it can wait. Ed would prefer to just focus on Steed's lips closing around the head of his dick. He's enjoying the slide of Steed's mouth and tongue for a long, glorious moment, until suddenly he feels teeth. "What the fuck, man?" Ed yells as he pushes Steed's head away. "What?" Steed asks, his lips shining with spit as he looks up at him. "Did you just fucking bite me?" Ed asks uselessly and rhetorically. Because, come on, he did. He fucking did bite him. Steed put Ed's cock in his mouth and fucking bit down on it. Well, yes, obviously. Steed says, like Ed is the one being weird right now. It's what you said you wanted, isn't it?
No,
Ed exclaims incredulously.
No, I did not say, Steed, please bite my dick off.
Why the fuck would I say that? Why would anyone say that? I didn't bite it off, for God's sake. Stop being so dramatic. Steed scoffs with completely unveiled disdain.
I'm dramatic.
I ask you to bite me like a normal person, and you bite like the one part that any person would never want bitten, and I'm being dramatic?
Come on, you're being a baby, Ed, Steed tells him,
then continues in a softer tone. Look, did it even really hurt? Ed stops, mouth open like the world stopped turning as he thinks about that for a second. It didn't really hurt. It mostly just scared him, but he couldn't exactly call it pain.
No, he answers.
See? Steed says reasonably. What's the issue, then? Ed starts to question his entire existence for a second as he wonders, yeah, what's the issue? Then he comes back to his fucking senses and remembers that Steed is a fucking crazy person who just bit his dick.
You bit my fucking dick, you fucking lunatic.
Okay, Steed says, holding up his hands in surrender before placing them lightly on the tops of Ed's thighs. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Oh, no.
Why does Ed not like the sound of that? Why is he displeased to hear that Steed won't be biting his dick again? Why is he feeling fucking disappointment at the idea? Completely against his will, by the way. Well, obviously, it's because Ed must want Steed to do it again. He's at least curious. He doesn't want to slam that door shut, is all he really knows for sure. His negative reaction was too strong and too swift to ignore, unfortunately.
Well, hang on. I mean, you know, I don't care, but like, maybe you could? Just like, one more time, maybe?
No, not if you're going to yell at me again, Steed exclaims.
I won't.
Well, you've got some nerve asking me to do it again after you just told me off for it.
I'm not asking you, I'm just saying, like, you can do it again, if you want to.
I didn't want to do it in the first place. You're the one who wanted me to bite you.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you to bite my fucking dick, man.
Well, now you are. God damn it. He is, though, isn't he? Fucking Steed, fucking Bonnet, always metaphorically pulling him around by the dick. It's only a matter of time until he's literally pulling him around by the dick. And Ed will just go, yeah, okay. Until it becomes, fuck yeah, okay. And he'll never fucking know peace again. Fucking fine, yes, I'm asking you, okay?
What is peace, anyway?
And who the fuck even cares if Ed knows peace? If such a thing is even possible with Steed Bonnet around. If it even exists, that is. This isn't how I pictured this going, Steed says, a little thoughtful and a little smug.
Whatever, man.
Ed sighs as he flops himself back against the couch.
Fuck it.
Let Steed do whatever weird shit he wants. Obviously, Ed is so into Steed he doesn't even fucking care anymore. When Steed bends back down to take Ed's dick in his mouth, Ed panics. Never mind. He cannot just let Steed do whatever he wants. He does care. He cares a lot.
Wait. Just wait, he says.
He gently holds Steed's face between both hands.
I think maybe if you do it from the side, that'd be better.
Yeah? Steed says easily, moving to kiss the side of Ed's cock. Ed sighs in relief and lets go of Steed's face.
Yeah, thanks, he says. Sorry, just the whole coming at it from the front thing was just freaking me out.
There's just something about being bitten from the same angle Steed uses to blow him. It's too frightening. It goes against all his instincts. He's glad to have realized this, because it also makes him realize that it's really the feeling of the teeth along his shaft that he liked.
I just want to feel your teeth on me, Ed says, now that he has the words to explain. You can just bite gently from the side, and don't touch the head.
Steed gets into position as Ed is talking, and Ed has barely finished speaking when Steed lightly clamps his jaws around the side of his cock. He's just barely pressing down, with just enough pressure that Ed can feel all the pointy parts of his teeth. Ed lets out a shaky breath as he watches Steed find his way. He has to blink himself out of the trance a bit when Steed lets go and looks up at him to ask a question.
Can I touch the head with my hand? Steed asks, then puts his teeth back around Ed's cock while he watches for Ed's answer.
Yeah, sure, Ed says.
He thinks it was pretty clear that he was only saying not to bite the head, but it's sweet of Steed to ask anyway. When Steed actually does touch it, Ed is glad he had some warning, because it's so fucking intense he has trouble staying still. Steed's teeth are still holding him just on the edge of painful while he uses his thumb to gently rub the tip of Ed's cock, slick with pre-cum.
Fuck, Ed whispers.
Steed slowly increases the pressure with his teeth as he rubs harder and faster with his thumb until Ed starts to squirm. He smiles around Ed's cock before he lets go completely.
I'm done with that, so you can relax now,
Steed tells him, then kisses the side of his cock again. Ed takes a deep breath as he realizes that, yeah, he was pretty tense. Turns out that someone biting your dick can make you nervous even when you ask them to do it.
That was kind of scary,
Ed says, but there's a bit of giddiness in his voice because it's like the good kind of scary. Like the ghost stories type of scary, where you're being freaked out on purpose for entertainment. Only instead of being entertained, Ed is so turned on he feels like he's vibrating with it.
I'm glad you liked it,
Steed says, clearly understanding what Ed means. See, sometimes Steed doesn't understand the most unexpected shit, like how this whole biting thing started. But sometimes he really gets Ed. Sometimes he understands Ed like no one's ever understood him before. What did you mean, though, when you asked me to bite you originally? Steed is moving on now, kissing the spot between Ed's balls and his leg.
I don't know, Ed says, staring at the ceiling. Just anywhere.
Apparently not. Steed sounds so put out about it, it's ridiculous.
Anywhere that's not so sensitive, Ed says as he rolls his eyes.
Shouldn't that be obvious by now? Steed hums thoughtfully. The next thing Ed feels is Steed's teeth on his inner thigh. Not even really biting, but just like he's opened his mouth against Ed's leg. When Steed does move his jaw, it's still not to bite. It's just a slow scrape of his teeth against Ed's skin. When Steed's bottom teeth meet the top, there's only Ed's hairs in between them. Then Steed slides his lips down over them to tug gently on the hairs as he pulls his face away. Ed lifts his head and looks down to see Steed already watching him.
How's that? Steed asks.
I like that, Ed tells him. You can go harder, too.
Should I break the skin?
Not me, not my thing, Ed says, and he's trying to be cool about it, but Steed takes it the wrong way anyway, because he's already on the defensive, and he's Steed.
All right, I was just asking. You can't blame me for wanting to be sure, Steed argues. You're the man who coerced me into literally stabbing you, by the way, in case you forgot.
That wasn't a sex thing, Ed says, because it really wasn't. It was a substitution for the sex things he really wanted, because he didn't know how to just come out and tell Steed that he wanted to sleep with him.
I have it on good authority that you were flirting with me.
Who told you that, fucking Lucius? Ed demands, ready to go find that boy and push him overboard all the fuck over again. He survived it last time. Was probably good for him.
That one was Jim, actually, Steed says.
Oh. Ed deflates at that.
Well, yeah. I was flirting with you, kinda.
Steed gives him a look.
Okay, fine, Ed admits. I was definitely flirting with you. But it's you I was interested in, not the sword.
Was run me through supposed to be a euphemism, then?
No. No, I meant it literally.
Steed gives him another look. This time like Ed is the most confusing creature Steed's ever come across. Which, fair. That's fair.
Okay, I admit it doesn't make much sense, okay? Okay?
Ed is about to pull its fucking hair out.
Just trust me. No blood, yes teeth.
Of course I trust you, Ed, Steed says softly. You just confuse me sometimes.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club, I guess,
Ed says with a grin.
I barely even understand myself half the time.
No, I think you're pretty self-aware, Steed counters. You knew how you felt about me long before I understood what was going on. I'm the clueless one here.
Normally I'd argue with you, but after the great biting scandal of 1718, I'm just going to let you have that one today.
Thanks so much, Steed says sarcastically, but there's a smile around his eyes as he bites Ed's thigh again, this time for real.
Yeah, that's it,
Ed sighs happily. Hurts just enough. Steed spends several minutes placing bites of all different sizes all over Ed's inner thighs. He has a surprisingly good instinct for it. He keeps the small bites light and only applies real pressure on the bigger ones.
Can I leave a mark? Steed asks.
Ed nods, assuming that he's talking about making a deeper impression with his teeth that'll last a bit longer than the others. It's soon clear that that's not what he meant, because suddenly Steed is pulling a bit of skin into his mouth and working it gently with his teeth as he sucks on it.
Oh, fuck, yes,
Ed says, because he hasn't thought of giving or receiving a hickey in, like, at least 10 years. Every fucking time he thinks that he's done everything with Steed, there's something else to explore. It's fucking fantastic.
You like that more than the biting,
Steed says as he observes his work. Ed looks down to see the mark he's left. It's small, but it's dark, and Ed fucking loves it.
Yeah, I forgot how much I liked those,
Ed says, breathing heavier now. His body feels on fire and his brain alight with ideas. He's imagining Steed covering him with love bites. He's imagining showing up on deck tomorrow so marked up that even Buttons is embarrassed to look at him.
Another night, then,
Steed murmurs. I'll take my time with it.
Yeah?
You want them where people can see them? Steed asks as he wraps his hand around Ed's cock. He jerks Ed off steadily as he watches his reaction.
God, yeah, everywhere, Ed begs.
Next time. I'm just going to blow you now, though, while I'm down here, Steed tells him. My knees are starting to hurt.
You don't have to.
Ed was going to say that Steed doesn't have to finish him off, but Steed takes his dick into his mouth, which effectively changes his mind about that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
Steed hums contentedly around Ed's cock. He uses all the tricks he's learned from Ed to get him to the edge as quickly as possible, with one hand stroking the base of Ed's cock and the other resting on Ed's thigh.
God, I love you,
Ed says, the way he always can't help but say when Steed has him in a position like this. Steed doesn't pause to respond. He just sucks harder and faster, even as he lightly traces the hickey on Ed's thigh with his thumb. Intensity and gentleness. Steed bonded in a nutshell, basically. Ed doesn't even warn Steed before he comes, hard, pulsing into Steed's mouth. He's got some real suction going, so the final spurts of cum feel like they're being tugged right out of Ed's dick. He fucking loves that.
You've gotten so good at that,
Ed says as Steed climbs up onto the couch to join him. Because I was terrible at it before, of course, Steed says grumpily. He's rubbing his knees, so Ed gestures for him to sit sideways and put his legs over Ed's lap. Ed takes a knee in each hand and rubs on them for him.
Stop fishing, you fucking dick, Ed laughs. You made me come so hard that first time that you were worried you'd broken my fucking back, remember?
It didn't sound good.
My joints just crack a lot. It's not dangerous.
I know that now.
Do you want to argue, or do you want me to jerk you off?
Can't you do both?
You're so fucking weird, I swear to God, man.
The bickering doesn't last long, though, because it's only a minute before Ed's on his knees, and he doesn't like to talk with his mouth full. The end.